I marvel that you're so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. What is the Bible drilling in here? He said the same thing twice in a row. He's saying, look, if anybody preaches a false gospel, let them be accursed. Meaning we should not be a respecter of persons. We ought not look at someone that's held with great admiration, someone that's highly respected. If they pervert the gospel, let him be accursed is what the Bible is teaching. It says it doesn't matter who it is. The gospel is so important. And we ought to emphasize the gospel. And we ought to protect the gospel. And he's reproaching the Galatians by saying, look, how in the world are you guys letting some false gospel come into your church? As soon as you hear a false gospel, you should immediately reject it. You should immediately discard it, get rid of it, have nothing to do with it. But a lot of churches, what they do today is they tolerate false doctrines about the gospel. They let a little leaven come into their doctrine about the gospel or things about how to be saved. And then it goes into full-blown heresy. And the Apostle Paul, he's like, I'm not going to tolerate any kind of corruption, any kind of perversion of the gospel.
You say, well, how do I get saved? How do I get this relationship with God? Let her be a proper repentance.
You say, what is repentance, Pastor Shelley? Well, repentance, in this context of salvation, would be a turning or a change of mind. From what? Well, you have to let context decide for you what that is. But biblical repentance for salvation is turning from whatever is stopping you from believing in the Lord Jesus Christ to then turn and actually believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're an atheist, you have to repent of unbelief and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're a Hindu, you have to repent of whatever false gods that you were trusting in or believing in, and then put all your faith in Jesus Christ to be saved. If you think you have to be a good person, you have to repent of dead works. Yeah. You have to stop trusting yourself and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now let me help you. If you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you repented of something. I don't know what it was. It doesn't really matter. But you know what? You stopped trusting something and you decided to trust in Jesus Christ. That was repentance. Yeah. You know what? It's not a turning from sin. I can't turn from sin.
We cannot have salvation and our sin. Faith in Christ without repentance from sin is unbiblical. I know we don't always use both words when we talk about getting saved. We might say you need to put your faith in Christ. We might say you need to turn from your sin. Both are essential elements. Acts 20:21, testifying both to the Jews and the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ.
Acts chapter 20, verse 21 proves that it's different. All right? Let's back up a verse 20. And I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I remember that whole verse just explained to me how I don't just believe in Jesus to be saved, doesn't it? Now, he said repentance toward God. And who's he talking to? He's talking to those at Ephesus. He's talking to the Ephesians. Flip back to chapter 19. I'll actually tell you what that repentance toward God meant. Because they want to take that one phrase and somehow insert their entire list of false doctrine. Let me give you, you know, hours and hours and pages and paragraphs of false doctrine to insert into a three-word phrase, repentance toward God. But I can't show you anywhere in the Bible. And everywhere in the Bible where it contradicts it, somehow I'm misunderstanding it. No. Acts chapter 19 tells us what that repentance toward God was. Look at verse 1. And it came to pass that while Paul was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus. So he's talking to those same people. He's going to bring into remembrance in chapter 20 what he told them here. All right? And finding certain disciples, he said to them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said to him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said to them, unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized, notice this, with the baptism of repentance. So we're going to actually learn what the Apostle Paul defined as repentance when he talked to the Ephesians and then in chapter 20 reminded them of, look at this, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. So whenever the Apostle Paul tells us what repentance is, he says it's believing on Jesus Christ. Oh, but let's believe John MacArthur's false doctrine. Nope, I'm going to stick with Acts chapter number 16. I'm going to stick with John 3:16. I'm going to stick with Romans chapter number 3. Amen. We're justified by faith and faith alone. Amen. The wicked sinner that believes in Jesus, justified. Amen. Why? Because the righteousness of God is sufficient. Amen. These people don't think the righteousness of God is sufficient to save them.
You also have to add your works, buddy. But it's of grace, okay?
Lying devil.
We come into this life a sinner. We're sinners by nature. Sin did my mother conceive me. So we're a sinner. We start living this life as a sinner. We're headed a direction. And that direction is hell. If that wall over there represents hell, that's where I'm headed as a sinner. That's how I came into this life. I was facing that direction. I didn't have to commit a sin to become a sinner. I was already a sinner before I sinned. I didn't have to commit a sin to become a sinner. I was already a sinner before I sinned. And I'm headed to hell. Now, if heaven is that wall, I've got to turn from this direction to this direction.
People that say, well, I turned from sin to God. That's a category problem. That's like me saying I stopped drinking Dr. Pepper, so now I do cartwheels. What do those two things have to do with each other? Nothing. You don't turn from sin to God. No one, and I repeat, no one is trusting their sinful condition to get them to heaven. Nobody is saying, you know what? I know I'm on my way to heaven because I sin all the time. Because I'm a wicked person. So I turn from trusting in my wickedness to believing in Jesus Christ to save me. That never happened. Nobody was trusting that. They were trusting that they were a good person. They were trusting their false God. Or they just had lack of belief and they have to repent and just put their faith in Jesus Christ. That's what biblical repentance is.
You can't, okay, here I am. I'm a sinner. I'm on my way to hell. Okay, I don't want to go to hell. Lord, please come into my life. Save me. No, that's not salvation. That was a prayer. That's not salvation. You didn't turn. You didn't repent. The word repent means about face. 180 degree turn. That's what it literally means. See, when we get saved, there has to be a repentance. You can't have salvation and your sin. You can't have salvation and your sin. You can't have salvation and your sin. You've got to turn your sin to Jesus Christ.
If I turn from sin, you know what I turn to? Sinless. Perfection. No one's turned that way. No one turned that direction. No one. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.